Now, this parable, I feel like, is relevant to us because on our wedding day, we got married in a field and there was a sheep that escaped from the next field and was running around the reception at different points. And I had to restrain Andrew from chasing after it. I was like, this is not your job today. I think it was my dad's job. But yeah, it's a fun memory. But yeah, I just want to pray for Andrew before he shares. Yeah, Father, I just thank you again for the different stories. And yeah, just pray for Andrew as he just draws out again the relevance of this passage, not just for back then when you spoke it, Jesus, but for now and today in our lives and for each of us, God. I pray that you'd give us ears to hear and you would give us hearts to respond as well. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Let me start by telling you about sheep. Sheep are social animals. They have strong instinct to stay with the flock and can become distressed when separated from it. Sheep tend to follow one another. This can be helpful when the flock is moving together, but it can also mean they can follow without knowing where they're going. Sheep have relatively poor natural defenses. Unlike animals with claws, sharp teeth, or great speed, sheep are vulnerable when confronted by predators. A frightened or isolated sheep can panic and become disorientated. When separated from the flock, it may bleat while still running in the opposite direction. Sheep depend heavily on others to guide them. They need access to suitable pastures, water and shelter, and protection from danger. A sheep doesn't have to be rebellious to become stuck or lost. Sometimes it simply wanders, follows the wrong path, or becomes separated from the flock. So here's a few examples of sheep being stuck. Amazing. So in the parable of the lost sheep, Jesus is talking to large crowds who had been traveling with him. The crowd was made up of all kinds of people, including tax collectors, sinners, Pharisees, and teachers of the law. Now I'm going to read the parable again, and with those sheep images in your mind, I want you to all focus on verses 5 and 6. So this is from Luke 15. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathered around to hear Jesus, but the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not repent. In this parable, the lost sheep would never have been able to save himself or find the shepherd himself. If the shepherd did not take action, the sheep was doomed. Thankfully, the shepherd goes searching. When the shepherd finds the sheep, he isn't annoyed that it got lost. The shepherd isn't disappointed the sheep left the flock. The shepherd isn't angry that he had to walk into the wild, uninhabited, dangerous lands to find it. He isn't like the Pharisees and teachers of the law who mutter when the tax collectors and sinners get near Jesus. Instead, the shepherd rejoices. Once the sheep is found, the shepherd then descends into the muddy ditch, climbs down the steep rocky crevasse, pushes through the sharp cutting thistle to reach it. The sheep is then too weak to return on its own. It is exhausted, hydrated, and starving. So the shepherd picks it up and joyfully puts it on his shoulders. There is joy in finding the lost. When Jesus finds his people, he joyfully puts us on his shoulders and carries us home. Now, from this well-known parable, I'd like to turn to the Old Testament, to Ezekiel 34. So Ezekiel was a prophet who lived about 500 years before Jesus, in a time when the Israelites were like lost sheep, exhausted, dehydrated, and starving in the Babylonian exile. So this is from Ezekiel 34. This is what the Sovereign Lord says, "I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from places where they are scattered on the day of clouds and darkness. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and strong I will destroy, and I will shepherd the flock with justice." So throughout the Gospels, Jesus presents himself as the fulfillment of God's promise to be the shepherd who seeks and saves his scattered sheep. In the Gospel of John, Jesus calls himself the good shepherd who is willing to die and save his sheep from spiritual danger. He wasn't just willing. He went on to demonstrate this by dying on the cross for us and defeating death by rising again 3 days later. So what does this parable and Old Testament vision tell us about God and us? Sometimes we can feel lost, isolated, vulnerable to attack, and exhausted. You may never have been to church before. You may be wondering why on earth God would come looking for me. Maybe you're not sure what you believe about God. Maybe you feel like you've wandered a long way away. Maybe you're sitting here today and you've been following Jesus for years, but at the moment you feel distant from God. The message of Jesus is that God hasn't forgotten you. He is a good shepherd who laid his life down for his sheep to rescue all who call on his name. Now, finally, does anyone know how many people are in the world? Any guesses? There's a hand at the back. How many people? 1,000,000,008. A bit more. Yeah. 10 billion, a little bit less. 9, 7, 8. I'll go with that. There's 8.3 billion people in the world. So you might feel lost, but you are not forgotten on this planet, even though there's 8.3 billion other people. God sees you, God knows you, God loves you, and Jesus is looking for his lost sheep. And he will joyfully put us on his shoulders, and there will be rejoicing in heaven, because there is great joy in finding the lost. So dear Heavenly Father, I just want to lift up this parable to you. I just want to lift up us as we listen to it, as we listen to your word. And just pray for all of us here who feel like we've wandered, who feel like we're lost, who feel like we're stuck, who feel like we don't know if God is looking for us, who feel like we're not seen, who feel like we're not known, who feel like we're not loved. I just thank you, Lord, that you are here looking for your lost sheep. And I thank you that you sent your son to be the good shepherd who was willing to lay his life down for us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.